remember. Okay, let's move on. We're moving on now to 1 Samuel 24, 8 through 15. If you'd like to turn to your... I skipped one. Sorry about that, guys. We're going to move to 1 Samuel 24, 3 to 7. Okay, so what this is telling us, first off, is I think you can't avoid the humor in this passage when Saul went into the cave, and we're saying here to relieve himself or to take care of his needs. He had been traveling. There weren't roadside conveniences, stores along the way, no Wawa's, no Royal Farms, nothing like that. And Saul had to go to the bathroom. It's a poignant reminder that he was human, just like all of us. Saul was an appointed king of the Lord. He was ruler of a nation. He was the most powerful man in the land. Even so, Saul was merely a human being. David and his men were in the back of that very cave. It's as if Saul was handed to David on a silver platter. Some opportunities are so incredibly obvious that we think God must have given them to us for a reason. David secretly cut off the corner of Saul's robe. It is interesting that David's conscience bothered him because he did this. He had backed away from what he could have done. He could have taken Saul's life, but he didn't. So we could say to ourselves, well, what was so bad? In the customs of the day, cutting off a piece of the robe was symbolic. This was the robe only to be worn by a king. When David cut off a piece of Saul's robe, it represented taking a piece of Saul's authority. He assumed power from Saul, which was only God's to grant. It was not David's to grab. David had been anointed king, but he had not yet been positioned as king. Taking matters into his own hand weighed heavily on David's conscience. The fact that David was led by his conscience shows his character of humility, and the influence his relationship with God had on his life. So then we can ask ourselves, what are some signs that someone's behavior is disordered? Someone that you're dealing with, someone in your life. What are some of the signs that you may be dealing with or signs that you see? And we'll take a few minutes to do that.